Hey, everybody. Praise God. You know, just stay standing for a moment. But I was looking and thinking about Luke 4 and verse 18, thinking about Jesus. You know, Jesus is worthy of our thought life. In Luke chapter 4 and verse 18, he stood up for to read in the synagogue and he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." He was bold to declare that he was anointed. And he made no bones about it. He said, "He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those that have been bruised." Do you know of any bruised people? Do you know of any brokenhearted people? Do you know of anybody that's been held captive? Do you know any blind people spiritually, maybe even physically? There's a lot of people out there that really need what you have. And what is it we have? We have the Holy Ghost. We have the Holy Ghost. We have the same unction. We have the same anointing in us and on us that Jesus Christ had. And so there would be nothing wrong with us saying, "Hey, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us." So they say that together. Spirit of the Lord is upon us. Because we're anointed. We're anointed to share. We're anointed to testify. Say with me, "I'm anointed to share. I'm anointed to testify. I'm anointed to lay hands on the sick. I'm anointed to cause healing to come to broken hearts." We are anointed to pour in the oil and to pour in the wine. Matter of fact, we just activate the power of God. We activate the anointing right now. Let's just pray for miracles all around us. Pray for miracles this week. Pray for miracles in the marketplace. Pray for signs and wonders and great power to be manifest through the body this week. Om Radesh De Mandala. Om Onish De Lebe De Mokonda. Om Onish De Branda De Dishe. Oh, Father, we pray for great power to be made manifest through your body, even this body, heart of the bay, this body of Christ here, this temple, Lord God, flow through us. Go ahead and pray just a little bit. Oh, my, miracles, miracles, signs. Samo lama dishe, samo nomo ninde de brabala de ha ha, o mo shike de mondra. That's right, Andre. Miracles, signs, wonders. Miracles, signs, and wonders in the last day. Miracles, signs, and wonders in the last day, Raul. Miracles, signs, and wonders in the last day, Tony. Oh, my. Masukulamande. Yelebosanda. Here we are, Lord. Use us. Use us. Use us as vessels. Use us as vessels of grace, vessels of anointing, vessels of power. Oh, my. Oh, lift up your hands and say, these are your hands, Lord. Hallelujah. Look at your feet and say, "These are your feet, Lord. Here am I, Lord. Send me. Use me. Speak through me. Heal through me, Lord." Oh, my kalite. Oh, mandeje te komotia. Enemo ola mondele brabata. Oh, mosibre dele. We pray about the gifts of the Spirit to be in manifestation in this day and in this hour in a greater way. We pray especially about the power gifts, Lord. We pray about the gift of faith, special faith. We pray about working of miracles. Oh, we pray about gifts, not just a gift, but plural, a plurality of healings. Gifts of healings to flow through this body, to flow through these vessels, to flow through your ministers, to flow through your church. Go ahead and pray, guys. Ha ha. Ha. Oh, nene mandia. Oh, brakasiche. Vessels, vessels, vessels of glory. Oh, matisse le brande. Ah, amanolo brodiche. Amanolo moriteke. Ha, pakotea, pakotea. Oh, panata. And Father, we're asking you for divine appointments. We're asking for Holy Ghost setups, supernatural occasions where you lead us to the right people at the right time. We declare that we're always in the right place at the right time, ready, willing, and able to bring a word in season. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, hamanishe. Ha-ande-bo-kandeje. Amatusobolotea. Amatusamanishe. Not by might, nor by power, but it is by the Spirit of the living God. Ha, ha. Yesamata. Lead us, Lord. Guide us. Set up those supernatural conversations. Set up those supernatural conversations, Lord. Those supernatural communications that we may let the light shine. Demo samenishe. O prakise vedele. Amandolo brokiiste mende. Harvest, harvest, harvest. Thank you for harvest. It's harvest time. We thank you for harvest tools. Harvest tools. The manifestation of the Spirit. Harvest tools. Boldness. Unreserved utterance. Speaking by the Spirit of God with the Holy Ghost upon us. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tony, what's been happening out there in the streets?
The Holy Spirit has been moving. We had.
Come on up here and tell us a little bit. Hallelujah. You can be seated, but don't disconnect. You can be seated, but don't disconnect. Tell us a little bit. You know, this is Tony Herrera. He heads up our evangelism team, and they go out on the streets and they witness to a lot of people. And let's just hear a little bit about what's been happening.
Amen. Glory to God. You know, we put ourselves and submit ourselves to God, the Holy Spirit will move through us, and we proclaim the name of Jesus. The Word of God says we're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Amen. So we're not ashamed of it. So we've been out on the streets. We've been going out, Raul and Dale and some other, we have some other, who else is out here? Lyford and... Amen. But anyway, we've been meeting people. The Word of God has been spoken to all as we go out forth proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. And people are really receptive to the Word of God. It seems like the hearts are open. Yesterday, my wife and I, Rachel, we went out to the BART station just to do some extra witnessing. And guess who we led to the Lord? Bernie Sanders. There was this young African-American young man. And he had a Bernie Sanders badge. And I said, what's your name? And he says, Bernie Sanders. I said, is that really your name? And he says, yeah. So I said, Bernie Sanders, do you know, if you were to pass from this life to the next today, where would you spend eternity? He says, I don't know. And so I says, if you were standing before God and he would ask you, Bernie, why should I let you into heaven? He says, I don't know what I would say. So then we showed him the gospel of Jesus Christ, and he accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And that's how easy it is to receive Jesus Christ. Like Pastor Mark was saying, you're anointed. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. He has anointed us to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent us to the brokenhearted to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind. They're just so open out there. But you have to, as Pastor Mark was praying, the word that kept coming was position. Position. You have to position yourself to be able to meet people, whether it's in the marketplace, in school, wherever you may be. May not be in a group setting how we go. There's a stronger anointing when we go out on the street because there's a corporate anointing. We usually go out to Oakland at Fruitvale and... the flea market, and we hit the BART station over in Hayward. And if people are really perceptive for the Word of God, we get more yes than no's, put it that way. And a lot of Cal State students pray with us.
Praise
the Lord.
Different
nations, different ethnic backgrounds.
You find people are open.
Oh, people are really open.
Yeah.
And Hallelujah. You know why? It's because of the prayer that comes out of here.
Prayer.
There's a prayer that comes out of
it. Yeah.
We've been praying. So we go out and we take advantage of the prayers. You need to do that. The Bible says in Revelation that Jesus said, I come quickly.
I come quickly.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So we just praise God. Hallelujah. All the glory goes to Him. All the glory goes to Him.
Well, you know, are you open to having more people go with you?
Oh, we're always open to have more people go with us.
Now, it's not real intimidating if you just want to go along to pray in the background. Is that right?
No, they can do that.
Yeah.
That's usually how a lot of people start.
Yeah.
Just pray behind us. Uh-huh. Hey, you can pray. Come along with us. You're more than glad. We have a schedule out there. You can come out there and come out with us.
And then do you have some sessions where you kind of teach them on what to do and what to say and so forth?
Usually on Saturday mornings before we go out, we have sessions.
Yeah.
We have a little card, a soul winning card that we give out that you take out with us. And as you start out, you read it up. And pretty soon it just becomes such a part of you that wherever you go, when the Holy Spirit leads you.
Yeah. Spirit led.
Exactly.
So Holy Ghost filled, prayed up. Fired up.
Anointed.
Anointed.
Amen.
And you just go out and
we
do
just
it.
Go out and do it.
Amen.
People are so open. There was a young lady we went over there to Five Guys.
Yeah, Five Guys, yeah.
And they got some good hamburgers there.
Yeah.
And there was a young lady who was at work and the Holy Spirit just put it in my heart. I witnessed to her. So as we got our hamburger, we sat down next to her, started talking to her. She received Jesus right there.
Yeah. Wow.
Know, it's just that open, you know.
Praise God. So, you know, Tony's been around for, you know, a number of years, and he has got an anointing, and they've got an anointing on them to go out in the streets, and he knows that there's other types and other ways to win people to Jesus, like he said in the marketplace. And I think, Tony, don't you agree that one of the best ways to get people saved, you know, if it's one-on-one, if people aren't going on the streets, is kind of get some common ground with them, kind of develop some sort of relationship. Can you address that a little bit?
A lot of times, you know, when I meet a stranger or something, whether it's in a marketplace where maybe say they got an Oakland Raiders hat.
Yeah.
Well, I become an Oakland Raider fan at that point.
There you go.
Or a 49er fan.
Yeah.
I become a 49er fan at that point.
Yeah.
So it's whatever. It could be a Pittsburgh Steelers hat.
Yeah.
San Francisco Giants. I'm an
LA
Dodger fan.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have to cringe a little bit because San Francisco Giants, you know.
Right.
But anyway, Whatever you see them, or maybe there's something there that you can identify with them,
mm-hmm.
and that's how you start a conversation.
Maybe they work with them, or like Doug, you know, Doug grew up down in Oakland, right, Doug? You want to share a little bit about what happened down there a couple months ago with your buddy down there?
Sure.
Yeah, you mind just sharing just a little bit? Tony, thank you so much. Let's give Tony a hand. Amen. We're going to go ahead and dismiss children's ministry at this time. I'm kind of getting the word back there. So if there are any children here, you guys can go to your class. And these things are really invaluable because as we approach Vision Sunday, I've got a vision in my heart for increase for the church. And increase in the church and the church growing doesn't happen by transfer growth. Now, I'm thankful for transfer growth, and by transfer growth, I mean someone that's moved into the area or somebody that is you know, leaving one church and going to another church. We're thankful for that, and we're grateful for that. But the best way for a church to grow is to have all of us, that includes me, you and I, out there inviting people to church, developing relationships with them. So here's what part of our vision is. I'm going to let you in on a little bit before next week. A part of our vision for 2016 is everybody in the church, I'm talking about adults, develop a relationship with a person, bring them to church, and you become kind of like their discipler, or you make sure that they are brought into committed membership to the church. Here's what would happen if everybody would do that. We would double in 1 year. We would double in 1 year. And it's not just for the sake of having big numbers, but how many of you know we should be populating heaven? We should be populating heaven. And so, you know, we did this teaching on salt and light and how important it is to be a witness. Each and every one of us are witnesses. You can invite people to church. You can tell them about Jesus. It's not that difficult. And I believe that if every person would do one person a year, I mean, we would just see a mighty flow and a mighty revival in our church. Amen? So, Doug, tell us a little bit about what happened down there in Oakland a while back.
Okay.
It's been a couple months ago, I guess, but Jingletown is a little area in Oakland, in the Fruitvale District, down a ways, on 29th Avenue and East 10th. In this old part of town, a lot of people that worked at the Del Monte Cannery used to live there. Well, I came in that area when I was about 16 years old. Kind of grew up there, got to know a lot of families, a lot of the people, and I've watched several generations grow up. So I got close to a lot of these young guys, and the sad thing about it, a lot of them aren't here anymore. They got into, you know, drug business and so forth, and a lot of them are gone, but there are some still there. And when I go down there, I look for some of them because I got a little house down there still. And I try to get down that way at least once a month. And I track them down, the ones that are still alive. So when I drive through town, I'm looking. And I get bold.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous right now, but I get bold.
You're doing great.
This is my fruit down here in Jingletown.
Amen.
And, you know, I pray for, you know, the area. I love them. It's amazing. Different families there that I've seen grow up. Parents pass on generations. But I've got a big heart for them. They're not living up on a hill up here. We're down here where the rubber meets the road down in Jingletown, okay? And so that's my fruit. And I witness to whoever I can. I come driving through in my work truck, and I roll down in the window, and I look. And there's one guy named Nacio. I've been after him for a long time. We're car guys. He's a little younger than me, but I've seen his kids, his grandkids now. I drive through and I holler. I say, hey, where's your dad at, Nacio Jr.? Oh, he's around here somewhere. So, you know, I said, Nacio Jr., have you seen Jesus yet? Have you met Jesus yet? He kind of turns around. He knows me pretty good. He says, well, you know, yeah, let me go get my dad. And there's a young lady standing next to him. I don't know who she is. I said, do you know Jesus? She says, yeah, I met Jesus. I said, well, good. I'm glad you're in the family of God. And she started just grinning from ear to ear. But there's another young man that I come across. He walks around with a, what do you call it? They used to call it a quart of beer. What do they call that now? It's in liters. Yeah, every time I see him, he's like this. He's got his hat on. I said, hey, what's going on with you? He says, I can't take it anymore. You know, I want to kill myself. I mean, I didn't come across the way he did. I mean, he's dead serious. So I hollered. I said, no, you don't. I take authority over that spirit in the name of Jesus. Come out of him. He jumps and he says, oh, I felt that. I said, do you know Jesus? He says, no. I said, would you like to meet him now? I take his hand, Tony. I said, look, you need him now. He says, okay. So I prayed with him like you do. He received Jesus. And he got clarity there for a minute. He didn't put the beer down. He didn't have to get perfect as you are. God wants you as you are. He wants to receive you just as you are. You know, sometimes you think you got to change and get completely perfect to come to church. You know, the roof might fall in and all that kind of stuff. No. Just as you are, brother. Come to him as you are. And, you know, I find if you just talk to people just regular, just the way you are. Hey, how you doing? You know, do you know Christ? They may not know why they need Christ. Give them a simple story like you did in Sunday school. right? Charles, you just give them a simple story, right? Jesus died on a cross for you. So, you know, you go to heaven instead of hell when you die. And sometimes that's all you need to tell them. You know, simple. You know, you don't need to know the book from cover to cover to share the gospel. I wouldn't be doing too good if he did. I mean, you know, I got a lot of studying to catch up on. So, that area, Oakland's always been heavy on my heart, on my mind. But I'll talk to anybody anytime. I don't care what they think about me. I've had people be rude, mean, ugly,
Sure. Silly.
Yeah. So what? So did Jesus.
That's right.
You know, they did worse to him than what anybody's ever done to me or
That's
can.
That's right.
So, hey, I take it as a compliment. You
That's
cussed
powerful.
Me out. You just made me feel good.
Yeah.
You cussed me out over that name, that mighty name of Jesus.
Oh, hey.
Hey, that name will raise the dead, let me tell you.
That
name will raise you up.
Hey.
When I've got my midnight hour, no other name comes to me.
Come on.
It builds me up, raises me up. But that name at that midnight hour, that's the name that I cry out to.
Yes.
Then we start talking and listening to his promises in the Word of God. That's why it's important to know his promises.
Yes.
That midnight hour, there's a promise there that's going to help you through that midnight hour.
Oh, yeah.
By that name.
Hmm.
You know, I just tell you, I love the fact that we're able to do the supernatural.
Mm.
This isn't no, you know, fairy tale, I tell these folks. This is for real, brother. This is for real. You know, but,
wow.
You know, it's a joy. I mean, God's in heaven. We're working in the supernatural. We're on the streets. Who's going to come out and tell those that need to know?
Yeah.
Who's coming? Jesus is sends his spirit to work in us, but who's going to mouth it out? Who's going to speak it out?
Yeah.
Hey, this 5'7" dude to do it, I'll guarantee you that.
Hey.
You know?
Hey. Woo! That's good.
I'll do it.
That's right.
Hey.
You will do it. I'll do it. I'll do it too.
Hey, man. Glory. But you don't need, you just regular talking. Just share it. Hey, how you doing? Let me tell you what happened to me. You know, my child was sick. And the Bible says in Mark, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Yes, they will.
Oh, my goodness. I laid hands on the sick and they recover. That's what he told us to do. You know, it says, it amazes me, some of the last things Christ said before he left to go to heaven. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
They shall recover.
Don't you think that's pretty important?
Yeah.
I believe he would have said something else if it wasn't that important. You know.
Pasta,
so glory to God.
Yeah.
You know, Pastor,
woo!
Thank you for letting me.
That was anointed,
you know,
Doug.
This is real.
That was anointed.
Built me up. You know, I need this. I need
ha,
to
ha,
grow.
Ha.
This helps me grow.
Ha, ha,
and,
ha.
You know, it's easy for me out on this, you know, one-on-one and talking to people, but getting up in front of people's always been problem with me, but not no more.
The Holy Ghost is on you. Amen.
I'll just share one other thing. A while back, the Spirit of God was working with me, and he says, you know, two times it's going to be tough on you. You know, a little nervous. Two times. This has been two times.
Yeah.
The next time, if it comes, watch out.
Ah, come on. Yeah. Thank you, Doug. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so the Holy Ghost will come upon those who are willing vessels.
Yeah.
And the anointing of God will come upon them, and they will speak as the oracle of God, and then the anointing will increase. For the more you speak for me, that's what the Lord is saying, the stronger the unction and the stronger the power will flow. So do not draw back in fear, but draw near in faith and open your mouth, and I'll fill it and I will use you for my glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ha ha. Glory to God. I think we ought to just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think we ought to just give God some praise tonight. Oh, mamam di shele baranda le boso. Oh, thank you that you are our healer. You are our baptizer with the Holy Ghost. You are the one that has anointed us, and you are the one that has sent us. Lord, we prophesy that we are sent ones. We are ambassadors for you. We are here to tell the world that God loves them, that our good, good Father's hand is upon them. Hallelujah. Lord, may it be stirred up in this church. May it be stirred up from the pastor to the pew, in every one of our hearts, in every one of our souls. Lord, may we reach the harvest. May we reap the harvest, Lord. May we put in the more de bosondo. We pray for souls, Lord. We pray de shemando re de she. Come on, pray, guys. Oh, de. Oh, rabasundo di de kandamasoto. We contend for the souls of men. We contend for the souls of women. We contend for the souls of children. We contend for the hearts. We stand in the gap between the living and the dead. We stand on the side of God. We pelema no re de beshana. He's a good, good Father. Our message is to tell them about the love of Jesus and how good our good, good Father is. He's a good, good Father. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. No good thing will your good, good Father withhold from them who walk uprightly. For he is our sun and our shield. He is the glory and he is the lifter up of our head. And there is no good thing that he will withhold from you. Oh, hallelujah. Your good, good Father has good gifts for you. Amen? Oh, Father, we receive everything you have for us tonight. We receive all that you have for us. Oh, hallelujah. Giving thanks unto the Father tonight. Giving thanks unto the Father. Giving thanks unto the Father. Giving thanks unto the Father who has made us fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Oh, we give you thanks, Father. Oh, my, 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 my. Oh, brekeshama. We bow our knees this night unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Go ahead, guys. You can take a break. You've been standing a while, but now don't disconnect. Pastor Tom, you guys can leave the platform. This is their third service as well as my third service. But how many of you know there's rejuvenation, there's renewal, there's quickening by the power of the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. Amen. So as Doug was speaking, and then as Tony was speaking, I'd like you guys to come up front right here, Doug on this side of the pulpit and Tony on this side of the pulpit. And then let's get some ushers. And these men of God are going to lay hands on those that are maybe hurting in their bodies tonight. These men of God are going to put their hands upon you who need healing. So those of you who want healing and hands laid on you tonight, I'm telling you, the power's here. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo! Bless the Lord. This is awesome. This is awesome. This is a Holy Ghost bunch, PT. This is a Holy Ghost crew. Amen. Oh, it's marvelous in our eyes what he's doing, what he's done, what he will do in and through us, in and through you. Oh, my, my, my. Ha, ha, ha. Woo, my, my, my. A demonstration of glory, a demonstration of power, leading those, ha, ha, that are outside the covenant into the tower of safety, into the secret place of the Most High, ha, ha, into the ark of safety, into the ark of safety, into Christ. Hallelujah. Ooh, my, 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 my. Say it with me. We're reaching the lost. We're healing the hurting. And we're maturing the believer. In this place, his name shall be glorified. His name shall be lifted up. The name is above every name. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so the spirit of faith is strong and the spirit of prayer is getting stronger in this place. Amen. We're all tapping into His anointing. We're all going to be flowing in His grace. Amen. Glory to God. Flowing in the grace of God. Flowing in the gifts of the Spirit. Flowing as naturally as a bird flies through the air. As naturally as a fish swims in the sea. You and I, we're going to flow in deep waters. We're going to flow in the things of the Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ha, ha, ha. Woo, my. Let's laugh again. Ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Can you rejoice without music tonight? I think you can. Come on. Ha, ha. Glory to God. Woo. Yes, yes, yes. Woo, my. Thank you, Lord. Amen. My people, that's us, shall be volunteers in the day of His power. If not us, who? If not now, when? Amen. We've come into the kingdom for such a time as this. Amen. We're here to pull as many people out of hell as we possibly can. Or at least before they go there. Some of them got one foot in, but we're here to snatch them out, right? Snatch them right out of the fire. Flowing in the love of God. Flowing in the anointing of God. Oh, my. And so this strong prayer emphasis that we've been having, it's going to continue. We're not going to stop it. We're going to continue to have Sunday morning prayers at 10:30 in the morning. And we'll have a staff member, Tony, we're going to want you to lead once a month on Sunday morning. And we're going to have other staff members in there leading in prayer. You know what that means? That people can grab their coffee and they can come to prayer. If they don't come to prayer, they can have coffee right outside. It's going to, listen, folks, there's a bonfire building in this place. The fire of God is increasing. I believe that we were a little behind in prayer, quite a bit behind in prayer, but I believe we're getting caught up. And we're going to get caught up and then we're going to move way out ahead. Way out ahead of ourselves in prayer. You know, here's what happens when you move out ahead of yourself in prayer. In other words, you pray proactively and you pray ahead of time. You pray things out now that may not happen 3 to 5 years from now. You pray things out now that may not happen 4 to 6 months from now. But you just know that when you get there, that you've already been there. Well, how have you been there? You've been then there in prayer. You've been there in the Spirit, by the Spirit. That's the blessing of praying in the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory to God. That's the blessing of being able to pray supernaturally to a supernatural God with unreserved utterance. Glory to God. I'm telling you, He goes before you and He makes a way where there is no way. And He sets up supernatural favors and divine appointments, opens doors that no man can close. Even supernatural provision is wrought and worked through by the spirit of prayer. Hallelujah. Woo. There's a lot of things in my soul, in my mind, I just don't know how, but I tell you what, I know who. I know who. I know who. And as we pray out, even the provisional miracles, I'm talking about praying out for some big resources, for some big finances, amen, to take care of some debts so that we can even do greater things and bigger things in the kingdom of God. As we pray about these provisional miracles now, when the time comes to need the money, it'll be there. I said it'll be there. It always has been and it always will be. But our part is to pray, our part is to believe, our part is to contend, and our part is to simply pray in the Spirit. Whoo, my. Yeah. Somebody said, well, that doesn't make sense. Well, it doesn't make sense to your soul, but it's not walking by sense, it's walking by faith. Amen. We walk by faith and not by sight. I'm fully convinced when they built this building in the 70s, they built it, praise God, with us in mind. I mean, they didn't know it, but glory to God. This very place, this very property, I believe, was called by God into our hands. Amen? And since he did that, how many of you know he can pay for it? I mean, what's several million dollars with God? It's nothing. Like I said, just church down in Southern California just got paid off $20 million. One person, one check. Amen? $20 million chump change with our good Father. Now, it's big to us, but it's not big to him. So what needs to happen is we need to enlarge our capacity. I said we need to enlarge our capacity to believe. We need to enlarge our capacity to receive. Now unto him that's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. According, now listen, to the power of God that's not at work in him, but that's at work in us. Oh, Ratasha, come on, pray in tongues with me right now. Oh, Rabasikereyana. Father, we pray about provisional miracles. We pray about provisional miracles in this church. We lay hold of all that which is needed. We lay hold of supernatural provision in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of you need to get excited about it and enter in because this affects you as well. Oh, Brakasa, come on, stand up, everybody. Stand up, let's pray. Let's pray. Supernatural provision. Supernatural provision. Supernatural provision. A release of debt of people in this church. May they be supernaturally released. A supernatural release. Oh, and then increase. We pray about increase for the people in this church. We pray about increase, increase, increase. Supernatural increase. More mendeste. Panto samanende. Amandola. Jobs. Everyone call forth jobs. Jobs. Employment. Employment. A lot of our people are unemployed. We call for the jobs. We call for the employment. We declare supernatural increase. Jobs. Employment. Maso porendeste. Mandele bropanite. Ol nemene. Amen. Now pray favor. Pray favor. Pray favor over one another. Pray favor over our brothers and sisters. Pray favor over our members. Pray favor over our partners. Supernatural favor, Andre. Supernatural favor coming your way. Somotia. Supernatural favor, Charles. Favor. An increase. An increase. An increase. Oh, masite le brande. Oh, mandiche le bramba. Oh, rapasata. Thank you, Father, for dealing with employers to employ people in this church. Thank you, Lord, for even businesses rising up out of this camp. Even supernatural businesses being raised up for the glory of God. Ne samatoramandiste. Oh, pandigisholo. Mondigishtebas. Oh, much, much more in store. Ha ha. Come on, let's laugh at the devil. Ha 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 ha. He's a defeated foe. He's under our feet and he's far below. We serve the Most High. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So we laugh from our lofty position in Christ. We laugh at you for you're under our feet. Come on, laugh at him. Ha ha ha. Ha 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 ha. It'll do you good to laugh. It'll do you good to rejoice. Woo! Oh, my, my. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Oh, ha, 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 ha. Woo! My, my, this, yeah. Oh, my, this, my, la, haya. Ha! Oh my, 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 my! Ooh, even if you've got to do it by faith, just look down and laugh at the devil. Ha! 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 Under my feet! Ha! 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 Where's poverty? It's under my feet. Where's debt? It's under my feet. Where's unemployment? It's under my feet. Oh, glory to God! That's right. Come on, somebody. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Glory to God. God's been waiting on some of you to get happy. Now's your time to get happy. Take your cue. Now's the time to rejoice. Now's the time to shout. Now's the... Woo! Ha, 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 ha! Ha, 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 ha. Woo! My, 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 my. Oh! Ha, ha, ha. Somebody says, but Pastor, do I have to? No, 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 you get to. Oh, yeah. Yeah, just laugh at all those lies. Laugh at all those lies he's been telling you all week. Just laugh. He's a liar. He's under your feet. Ha. Ha. Woo. Laugh at all those lies. Ha, ha, ha. Well, you'll never have enough. Everything that he tells you is opposite of what's true. You'll never have enough. No, no, no. My God is more than enough. Hallelujah. 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 You'll never be healed. The day of healing is past. No, no, no. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is the Lord that healeth me. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Woo! Glory to God. For every lie that would imprison you, there is a truth that'll set you free. Come on, raise your hand and rejoice. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, my, 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 my. Ha, ha, ha. Well, he says, I'm gonna take you over. I'm going to take your body over. Liar, ha. My body belongs to God. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God quickens me every day. Every day, every day, every day, every day. Woo, 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 woo. The Lord's just waiting on just a couple of more of you just to enter in. Come on, come on, get in. Whoa, 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 whoa. That's right, Raul, rejoice. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. Woo! My, 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 my. That's right. That's right. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Woo! My, 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 my. Oh, Mom and Pop Goodwin, good friends of Brother Hagin, whenever there was a shortage, whenever there was a lack of finances, Brother Goodwin would say, I just get up in the morning and dance the money in. Hey, glory to God. He just dance it in. Amen. What's that saying? He just rejoice in the Lord alway. He wouldn't take the care of it. He just go to hallelujah hallway and get him a good dance in, and God would bring the money in. Amen. Ha, 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 ha. This section over here, ha, ha, ha. This section over here, ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Woo! Ha, oh, oh. Whoa! Whoa! Well, now, Pastor Mark, I thought I was going to get a message tonight. You got about three of them. You got at least three messages tonight. Woo! A message from Tony, a message from Doug, a couple messages from me, and above all, messages from the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. What's the Holy Ghost saying? What's the Holy Ghost saying? The Holy Ghost saying it's harvest time. It's harvest time. And I've given you harvest tools. I've given you my name, I've given you my word, I've given you my spirit, and I've given you the gifts of the Holy Ghost. It is harvest time. So take the tools, saith the Lord, and stop talking about when it's coming, but get out there in the field and start reaping the harvest. Start speaking my name. Start flowing in the Holy Ghost. And people will be healed. People will be filled. People will come out of darkness into light. And there shall be cause for much rejoicing in the camp of the Lord. Because the harvest is coming in. Not by a trickle. Not by a dribble. But the harvest is coming in abundantly. Copiously. Magnificently. The harvest is coming. The rain is falling. It's... Woo! My. We don't have to wait any longer. Waiting time is over. The only waiting we do now is on the Lord. We just wait on the Lord. We get directions from headquarters. Where do we go? Where do we sow? Where do we reap? Lord, lead us by your Spirit. That's the waiting we do. We don't wait for power that's already been manifest on the day of Pentecost. We don't wait for the power of God that's already on the inside of us because our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We don't wait for something to happen. We go out, stir ourselves up, and we go out and make something happen. Just go, that sounds good. Ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, ha. And we are a multicultural, we are a multi-generational church. And I'm telling you what's happening. People from all generations are coming in. Older people, younger people, the ancients are coming in. The younger are coming in. The millennials are coming in. They're coming in, they're coming in, they're coming in, they're coming in. They're coming in. They're coming in from the north, Tony. They're coming in from the south. And they're coming in from the east. And they're coming in from the west. So make room in your heart. Make room in your heart. Make room in your heart. For many, many people shall come. Love them unconditionally. Do not be moved by what you see, by what they wear. Do not be moved by tattoos. Do not be moved even by the scent of some. But yea, be moved with compassion. And compassion will cause them to be drawn unto me. For I said in my word, if I be lifted up. Hallelujah. I'm going to draw all men. I'm going to draw all generations to me. And so, Lord, let's just go like this in our heart. Lord, we open our hearts.
We open our hearts.
We open our hearts. We open our church. We open our church to the harvest. Oh, masike te beshe. Hapalatashele. Nene saying, and those of us that have been around for a while will speak a word into their lives. And those of you that have been speaking tonight, you shall be known as mentors, mentoring them and loving them. The older and the younger coming together to make up a supernatural explosion of glory. For they need our wisdom, but we need their zeal. We need their fire. We need their fervency. Come on, somebody. Oh, hallelujah. Say with me, I'm open, I'm open, I'm open. Om da 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 da. Pray in tongues just a little while long. And it will not be by your own might. It shall not be by your thinking, your ingenuity, and your great programs. But it'll be by my Spirit, says the Lord. You just lift me up. And you just stay open to my word and to my spirit. And I'll draw them, says the Lord. I'll bring them to this place. And they shall be partakers of my glory. And they shall be filled with my spirit. And they shall be filled with the grace of God. And surely the glory of the Lord shall fill this place. and oh, mighty, mighty, mighty things that you've never seen before. Mighty things that your hearts have only longed for. Surely they shall come to pass. You shall see the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. You shall see it in this place. For the Lord is the captain of our salvation, and as he is lifted up, he will fill his very place with his glory. And so out of your belly shall flow, ha-ha, these rivers of living water. Ha-ha. The well shall spring up. It shall burst forth on the right, on the left, and all around. For the river of living water is in all of you. And those rivers shall come into one, and it shall be a mighty flow of the Spirit. It opens prison doors. It sets the captives free. And oh, you talk about glory, and you talk about liberty. Oh, the captive shall be liberated, but you yourself shall come to a new level of liberation and a new level of freedom in me, says the Lord. Free to express your love, free to express your worship, free to dance, free to laugh, free to shout, free to twirl all about. Hallelujah. Oh, my. And not only shall your expression of praise be more free, but even in your daily life, you'll see things that used to bother thee not bother thee anymore. For liberty has gotten a hold of your spirit, even your soul and of your body. Old things that used to hold you down shall roll off your back like water off a duck's back. You'll walk in freedom from care and in freedom from fear. And it's as if you were turned and you were changed into another man. This is what happens when the spirit of man and the spirit of God come together. So invite me to come upon you, and you shall walk in a new dimension of freedom and a new dimension of liberty that you heretofore have not walked in. Hallelujah. You know what? I receive that for myself. I receive that. Oh, my. And you talk about a wellspring of wisdom. A wellspring of wisdom. You see, in this river and out of your belly, these rivers of wisdom shall flow. You will come to a place where I will cause you to be of a quick understanding. You won't have to think about it. You won't have to reason it out. You'll just suddenly know. You'll suddenly know what to do. You'll suddenly know what not to do. You'll suddenly know where to go and where not to go. That's the Spirit of God making you of a quick understanding. The mind of Christ shall take over your life. And oh, it shall be as if you're a brand new man. You talk about freedom. You talk about liberty. You talk about a new you. You're about to walk into that realm soon and very soon. So let's lift our hands and praise Him. Oh, Makesh Seba. Ha, ha, ha. For it has been and it always been my will that new creations walk in this. But yea, saith the Lord, it takes the river. It takes the help of the Holy Ghost to take which is on the inside of you and manifest it through you and to you. So rejoice and be glad. It's a new day. It's a new power. It's a day of my glory and it's a day of my power. And surely the Lord shall be magnified and you shall be most happy and most glad. Come on, let's rejoice. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, ha, glad, glad, glad. Oh, he has made us glad. No longer sad, but he's made us glad. Depression shall dissipate. Discouragement shall be placed under your feet. And you'll wake up in the morning and it'll be as if it's a brand new day. And it'll be so very sweet. Amen. Well, you may be seated. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Supernatural provision. It's already there. It's already there. It's already there. It's already stored up for you. A storehouse of His goodness has been laid up for those who reverence Him and those who honor Him. Ha! Tap into that storehouse with your faith. Tap into that storehouse by reverencing Him and honoring Him, not only with your money, but with your entire life. If whenever you come into a situation where you're not sure what to do, just ask yourself, is this going to honor Him? Is this necessary? Is this Christ-like? And if not, just cut it off and lay it aside. And oh, ha, 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 the windows of heaven and those things that have been laid up in store for you shall begin to flow. And included in the storehouse is abundant provision. Amen? You receive that? I do. I receive every bit of it. Amen? Ha, samatea. 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 And you'll not have to do it in your own strength. But yea, says the Lord, I have sent forth angels to help you. Angels have been sent on assignment for you. There's angels that have been assigned to you, and assigned to you, and assigned to you, and assigned to me. Yea, speak forth and declare thou my word. For the angels hearken unto, listen, the voice of my word. And so you are one with me and I am one with you. And the more that you commune with me and the more I commune with you, your voice becomes one with me. And so as you open your mouth, the angels will hearken unto what you say. And they will shall go into motion and bring it to pass, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Don't think it out. Don't reason it out. Just speak it out under the unction of the Holy Ghost, and it shall come together and it shall come to pass. Amen? Amen. Say it with me what my spiritual father used to say. It'll come to pass. It shall come to pass. It shall all come to pass at last. Look at your neighbor and say, your best days are right now. Whew. Well, I'm sure glad I came tonight. Hallelujah.